The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I didn't realize the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was so close.
Yeah.
10 days away.
I just got an alert for that, as a matter of fact. I don't know why, but I did.
Well, it's scheduled for 10 days from now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it was scheduled for like July something, and they postponed it 6 days before it was supposed to happen because Mike Tyson overextended himself and had a stomach issue.
Come on.
Well, you know, when you get up to our age, things happen.
Things don't move the way they're supposed to, if you know what I'm saying.
The age of the mature man.
You step wrong, tweak your back, and you're like, so this is how it ends.
Got some GI issues going on.
Yep.
So it's in 10 days, so that would be a
week. Will I ever get out of this room?
A week from Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah. Will you watch?
Oh, yes.
How much is it?
Pay-per-view on Netflix.
If you have Netflix, it's free.
No.
No,
it's not?
It is not.
Oh, I thought it was.
That's funny, though.
That's why when he said, I'm going to watch, I'm like, what? You are
that
the cheapest
funny.
Human being. You are among the cheapest human beings I know.
Frugal is the word I prefer, but I thought it was free.
Oh, whoa. He's right.
How much?
I take it all back.
Well, how much? It's free.
No,
well,
I'm telling you, no, it's not.
Sam, it's the cost of a subscription. It says right here.
Subscription.
Free for subscribers.
I will accept your concession.
Wait, she's not going to apologize, so I'll go find it.
Why would they agree? We've talked about this. When they first announced they were going to fight, we talked about the cost involved and whether or not we would be supporting that.
I apologize.
Oh, well, you go.
Then it's accepted.
I apologize.
Says right here, do you need a Netflix subscription for Tyson Paul? Yes and no. If you want to watch the fight from the comfort of your own home, it appears you will need a Netflix subscription in order to watch. Subscriptions can be purchased for $6.99 a month.
So this is a subscription drive.
I will wait.
All right.
Patient. What?
I was mistaken. I cannot believe they're not charging $150 for this.
By mistaken, do you mean wrong?
Whoa, not the W word.
She's
her
like
last name
Fonz.
Is right. You
like
know
the
that.
Fonz.
Arthur Fonzarelli. I was.
I
was.
Thought.
Nope. She can't do it. She can't do it.
So, Scott, I'm coming to your house to watch the fight because I don't have Netflix.
That's fine.
In the
lead
up to the fight, Netflix will be releasing Countdown, Paul versus Tyson, a three-part documentary series taking a behind-the-scenes look at both of them training. I don't know that we needed that.
Didn't hear the five-letter W word anywhere in there, Scott.
Still waiting.
Parts.
Rhymes with strong, but starts with a W.
Can I just ask?
Rejected.
The last big fight, like a Mayfield fight, or what's his name? Evander Holyfield. Those fights, weren't those typically like $100 if you wanted to watch them?
Yes, but you would not get them on Netflix. You would buy them through...
They're typically through ESPN, especially with the UFC fights, and they range anywhere, depending on the value of the card,
like the,
50 to 120
yeah,
bucks.
The last really big fight that I can remember, and I watched it at Norm's house in Atlanta.
Spinks and...
No, it was
Sphinx,
is it, it was Mayfield and... Conor McGregor. You remember they had an MMA boxer fight.
They had an exhibition.
Right.
I'm torn when it comes to the sport of boxing, and I do believe it takes incredible agility and
Sure.
My God, you have to be in the shape of your life to be able to do that. But I'm torn because I don't like violence for sport. I hate MMA. But when it comes to boxing, I'm torn because I have such vivid childhood memories of watching with my grandfather.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Watch boxing. I mean, it was, yeah. If there was a big fight on, my dad and or my grandfather were sitting right there,
yeah.
And I would watch with them. And I have these childhood memories tied to it, but I don't like it.
But it used to be just on regular over-the-air TV. It would be on like ABC Sports. I remember when...
It was Howard Cosell, yes.
Yeah, I remember in 87, Sugar Ray Leonard fought... I can't remember who it was. And we were living in a country I'm not allowed to name.
Germany.
We stayed up late into the night.
Yep.
To watch. It was such a big fight. And it was even making news over there. We stayed up late into the night to watch Sugar Ray Leonard fight...
Marvin Hagler?
I believe it was Marvin Hagler, yes.
April 1987.
Yep.
And then HBO took over and made it pay-per-view.
Yes.
Now, Dana, you often mention how you hate UFC, but boxing is okay. I've heard this from many people,
that
and
MMA
I get it.
MMA is safer?
MMA looks gruesome, but from lifelong injuries, from that standpoint, MMA is far safer than boxing.
Why?
Because if you get knocked
Only
out
three
once...
rounds.
But if you get knocked out once in MMA, the fight's over.
Mm-hmm.
If you get knocked out in boxing, you have 10 seconds to come to and stand up, and they'll let you keep fighting.
And MMA, if I'm not mistaken, only goes three rounds.
MMA goes five rounds. A main card. And
there's also the grappling and the pinning. It's not always a concussion ending.
How many total people have died in an MMA fight versus boxing?
I bet you're going to tell me it's lower.
0 to 2.
Yeah. All right.
Only two boxers have died in the ring?
Well, in the ring, yes. Many more than that have died shortly after a fight. But in terms of actually losing heartbeat in the ring, two.
Who are the two that have died in the ring? Do you have that?
I don't
in
have
front
that
of you?
Handy.
Huh. Well, I can't wait to watch. Because I think Mike Tyson is the most vicious, and I don't mean that in a negative way, vicious human being on the planet. I would be. You couldn't pay me any number of dollars to let him punch me in the face. There is no amount of money.
Oh my gosh! The list of deaths due to injuries from boxing is like
it goes back to 1894.
I was
20
gonna say,
pages long.
Deaths after the fact.
Yes, that's day of, second day. Yeah,
like brain bleeds and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch the fight? You say you don't like violent sports, but you love the Chiefs. I mean, football
is violent.
Hey, by the way, did you guys notice that one of the players during the game last weekend was wearing that big thing on his noggin?
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
The Guardian cap?
Yes.
Yeah, the Guardian cap.
Those things are 15 pounds, by the way.
That's why they only wear them in training camp.
Okay, if you go all the way back to pre-sanctioned boxing, the number of people who died in the boxing ring is
a lot.
Well over two.
Oh, I believe it.
Like in the hundreds.
I believe it.
But again, that was pre-sanctioned. They were literally fighting to the death.
But you like football.
I love football.
I mean, football's a violent sport.
It is.
It's less violent now than it used to be with all the safeguards that they've put in place, especially on the quarterback. But my gosh, that is a violent sport.
Some of those tackles from the old games are...
Oh,
not even
brutal.
Fathomable the way that it is handled today.
Like when somebody would crack block a player,
they would
see it coming.
Pick them up, flip them over, and slam them onto their head like it was WWE, except for they weren't acting and they were actually doing it to try to hurt them.
It was allowed.
I must have said Mayweather's name wrong, so I apologize. Somebody's
Floyd?
All caps, Mayweather. It was Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
It was Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
Don't all caps me.
That's okay. I'm not going to listen. I'm not taking the bait today.
Well, it's hard to remember all this stuff after all the blows to your head.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
How many rounds did we go with the windshield?
Two.
One.
One in, one out.
Knocked me out in one.
I was mean
a,
right
I
hook.
I was a TKO.
God.
I have sworn for years.
Have you ever dreamt about it?
About the car wreck?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. I think about it occasionally when you guys make fun of me for it.
Was so you it? Think about it a lot?
Yeah, daily. But I've always thought, like, you know, when you see Jim McMahon and some of these other football players who've been concussed a lot, how many what's the value, if you will, and values in air quotes, of concussions did I receive going through the windshield of a car?
If you had to put a number to the one blow, what would that equal, like on a football field? Would it be 10? Would it be 20?
Well, that would go down to degree of concussion. I mean, I'm sure you had a level 2 or level 3.
What's the most you can get? My face went through glass.
And back.
And then came back in. I went out through the windshield up to my waist.
Oh, God.
And then came back into, and then when the car, you know, fast stop and then it pulls back, the force threw me back into
how,
the car.
Go ahead, Sam.
Were you knocked out for more than 5 minutes?
I was never, yes, but I was not initially knocked out.
You were in and out, and the shock well,
I
of
was I was able to get out of the car. And I was not in control. I was on adrenaline only.
Oh, that's nothing. That's a grade one. You're good.
And I ran across the street and fell into a gas station owner's arms.
Oh, God. And that poor man.
And he laid me down on the pavement out right next to a pump. And that's the last thing I remember for about 20 minutes.
So grade one is no loss of consciousness.
Amnesia. Oh, no, I lost consciousness at some point.
Is absent or present for less than 30 minutes. Grade two is loss of consciousness for less than 5 minutes or amnesia for between 30 minutes and 24 hours.
I bet you're a two, Scott.
And then grade three is loss of consciousness for more than 5 minutes or amnesia for more than 24 hours.
Yeah, common symptoms of a mild TBI. Headache, confusion, loss of memory, and
running out of
amnesia.
A car that you just went through the windshield of? Is that listed?
No.
And the uncontrollable urge to talk about 80s hair metal.
Very rare side
Maybe
effect.
That's what sets you on that
it's
path.
It's rare,
right,
but,
that's what it was.
But when it presents, it is prevalent.
You were a classical music fan before.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. The South Carolina-based deep-sea explorer who stumbled upon what he believed to be Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane in the Pacific Ocean now confirms his once-promising discovery was just a rock.
No!
Was just a rock.
There's no way that's one rock that is in the exact shape of an airplane.
Tony Romeo, who's been on this program before.
Oh, we loved him.
Called it.
And his deep sea vision team.
Why do you have to be so joyful?
Sorry.
Which captured a sonar image of an aircraft-shaped object in the Pacific Ocean during a three-month expedition to find Earhart's Lockheed 10E, confirmed that new solar images revealed the potential breakthrough was simply an aircraft-shaped rock formation.
Now, that ain't one rock. That's a whole bunch of rocks on the bottom of the ocean floor shaped like an airplane.
Also, saying it's shaped like an airplane is pretty forgiving.
That's a bit of a stretch.
That is an airplane-shaped shaped thing.
Okay.
Come on.
Says Romeo, a pilot and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, who sold all of his commercial properties to pay for his search.
Oh, I love him.
Sold all of his commercial properties to pay for the search, says, and I quote, "While this outcome is not what we hoped for, and very expensive, we are continuing our search for another 30 days to cover more than 1,500 square nautical miles."
Called it.
So he came on the program. Some folks from the Amelia Earhart Museum came on the program.
Everybody was excited.
Everyone was excited. I loved that interview. Just loved that interview. The search will continue.
What has to? He sold all of his property.
Scott.
I don't think they're ever going to find it.
They still haven't found the missing Malaysia airplane, have they?
No.
Well, that thing was
sabotage, but
blown to a million pieces. Yeah,
but I imagine her plane broke into a million pieces when it hit the water.
No. We talked to him about that. I don't think you were here on the day.
I was here.
Are you sure?
I remember speaking with him.
He said it did not break into a million pieces because they have the transmissions of the last conversations between Earhart and air traffic control, for lack of a better term.
Well, and based on all predictions,
she knew she was running out of fuel. And she would have brought it down to a glide.
They glided all the way to a soft landing And yes. Unless there was immediate treacherous weather that they were dealing with, it would have.
They think that plane is right. where it is located could be intact.
Good luck.
Well,
do you know that is literally like finding a needle in a haystack?
It's one needle in a billion haystacks.
I was just about to say the same exact
thing. The Pacific Ocean is so massive. You could be, I've seen pictures of this where you, if you had a satellite like directly over the Earth in the middle of the Pacific, you could take a picture of the Earth and it would look like the Earth was just blue. No land. That's how big it is. It takes up almost half. Well, it wouldn't be half of the Earth's surface, but you get my point.
Yes.
I mean, it literally
That's
looks
why
like...
That's why if you are ever in a boat and you lose power and you don't have a cell phone and you're just drifting...
You might as well just jump overboard with an anchor attached.
The odds are not good.
Because you're about to become fish food.
By the way, 71% of the Earth's surface is water.
Yeah. And a huge chunk of that is the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, I love... Your passion, Dana, I love their passion. But this is an almost impossible feat to find that airplane.
Gotta have faith.
Which isn't even bigger than this room. That plane would be about the size of this room.
Yeah, diagonally it could probably fit in that room.
You know they had, I don't know if they still have, but at the Amelia Earhart Museum, they... had, at the time we did the interview, a complete replica of that Lockheed craft. Like you could, this is what it looked like, a replica of that exact plane.
Yeah.
I need to go. I there are a couple of things that are on my to-do list regionally that I just need to bang out, and that is one of them.
What were all the conspiracy theories that she was on some remote island?
Yeah, like a Polynesian island or something.
She's running around in Australia.
Break.
Well, that one picture that came out several years ago did actually look like her.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have believed it.
Right, and you're Bill Murray.
Fair point. Have you ever been to the Truman Library?
So, again, there are a couple of things on my regional bucket list.
That sounds like a no, Sam.
I am.
Oh, I've been out there countless times.
Mortified.
You've been to the Nelson, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That I have not done. I've been to the World War One Museum, of course. I've been to like all of those.
Have you gone to the top of the tower?
I wouldn't do that anyway.
Why?
I don't like.
I want to do it so bad. The one time that I was going to do it, it was too windy.
Do you not remember in the arch like a couple of months ago?
People
like,
got stuck.
Five of them in that tiny death trap of an elevator got stuck like sideways.
Isn't it stairs up at the tower?
Okay, so let me ease your mind just a little bit. As you're going up in the tower, because I've been to the top more times than I can count. You're in a pull door elevator, okay? And it's glass. The door is glass with bars. And if you get stuck, if for whatever reason the elevator got stuck, you could open the door because there are stairs that go all the way down.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
With railing.
What's the one thing you haven't done that you're embarrassed to say you haven't done? Because the Truman Library, I'm sort of embarrassed to say I haven't done that.
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
I've never been to the Steamboat Arabia.
I haven't either. My mom's been like four times.
Have you been to anything?
Yes.
The Nelson. She's been to the Nelson.
I've been to the Nelson a lot.
I've been to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Yep,
You guys should play tourist in your own town.
I've
more
already
often.
Done that.
Have you been to the Toy and Miniature Museum?
Didn't know we had one.
I have not been to that one.
I think you guys need to go.
Wait, is that in Crown Center?
No. There were two. There's like a Kansas City, I don't know, my kids have been to one of them. They've also been to the Marble Museum. There's like a Marble Museum too. Did you know that?
Wait, you just talked like you'd been there.
I can't remember. It was when the children were very young. I think I've been there.
Have you been to the Marble Museum?
No, but they have.
Well, they don't count.
And I want to go to the Toy and Miniature Museum with you. Because the toy nostalgia, you would love that museum.
How do you know?
Because I know you, and I know you would, and I'm sure it's filled with all kinds of old things that we used to play with as children. I know what I forgot to tell you guys. Do you remember the toy or the puzzle or the game when we were little that is two parallel bars? Okay, follow me here. Metal parallel bars. Metal, okay? And there is a large metal ball at the bottom, and you slowly pull apart the two bars.
Yes.
And the ball starts rolling up.
Yeah.
But, okay, when we stayed in Manhattan at that Airbnb, they had one of those suckers on the, like, shared table space in the living room. We played with that thing for 2 hours.
Did it go up?
I could only, and it is harder than you remember, I could only get it to go up to number three, which, by the way, was the record. Most people could get it to the first hole or the second hole. It is hard to get it to the main hole. I mean, I tried and tried and tried. It's harder than you think. Look up the name of that, Sam. God, we had so much fun playing with that thing.
You gotta stop.
Metal ball game with, what do you call that? Parallel bars?
Oh, my God.
It's called Shoot the Moon.
Shoot the Moon, yep.
And this one was old.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh. The nostalgia.
Can I'm telling break?
You. Yeah, I remember it.
I want one for Christmas. I'm obsessed.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We played with that thing for 2 hours.
Did it go up?
I could only, and it is harder than you remember, I could only get it to go up to number three, which, by the way, was the record. Most people could get it to the first hole or the second hole. It is hard to get it to the main hole. I mean, I tried and tried and tried. It's harder than you think. The game, by the way, is called Shoot the Moon.
Of course it is.
It is called Shoot the Moon. And let me see if this is in the National Toy Museum. Shoot the Moon game. It has been around, I think, since the 1920s. Something crazy. And listen to this. Apparently uses the exact mathematical principles that they use to go on to the moon or something like that. I don't know.
You mean math?
Yeah, it's like, because Sam, when you're trying to get that ball up the ramp, it's on an incline. Here it is. This nostalgic 1940s classic American game is incredibly addictive. It is a simple concept of rolling a bearing uphill.
It's all about the ball bearings.
While using the metal poles or whatever you call them to move the ball up. And here it is. It starts with Pluto, and you get if you drop it in Pluto, you don't get much. If you go all the way up to Saturn, it's like 2,000 points. If you get up to Jupiter, it's 1,000 points. But it is so hard to get it all the way to the top.
Remember when you guys made fun of me for buying Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
I never made fun of you. I backed your decision.
Put $600 in that thing?
I backed it, and then I backed it again, and then I backed it again.
It's at $1,100 today.
It's $20 on Amazon. I just bought it. You can get it for as cheap as $14.
You just bought Shoot the Moon?
I'm telling you, four grown children thought that was the greatest, most addictive, I want to say time killer. You will start playing that and not be able to stop. When it arrives on Amazon, I'm going to bring it in here.
Okay.
You will not be able to stop trying to get that stupid ball up that hill.
Dana, you know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sister I never had.
Yeah.
You buy stuff that you're going to use once.
No, I mean around the holidays, I'm telling you, you will get your kids, younger kids, to put their cell phones down.
Those stupid pup games are really fun. Like the one where you have the the piece of wood sticking out with a string with a ring hanging off of it, and you try to swing it and get it on the hook.
I hate that game.
You can play that thing for hours.
I'm terrible at it.
I have a very nice ping pong table in my basement that came with the house, right? The owners didn't want to bring it up from the basement.
You don't want to move that thing.
It's too much work. And so they threw in the ping pong table and a couple of paddles for free. And Maya was back in town last weekend, and she said, "Dad, do you want to go down and play ping pong?" And I said, "Hell yeah, let's go play ping pong." That was the first time I'd played ping pong in 7 or 8 months.
There is something about, and I put ping pong in this category, I'd play with you all night. There is something about the old nostalgic wooden game. I mean, that thing does not cost probably $5 to put together. It is simple. There are principles of mathematics involved, and it looks stupid until you try to do it and you cannot get that damn ball up that ramp.
Like I said, I think it would be fun for a night, but I don't see this as being a recurring toy of enjoyment, so to speak, at the Dana Wright house. This is going to be something that you break out like once every 2 to 3 years.
It was just sitting on a coffee table, and I was like, well, that's stupid. I remember this when we were kids. Like, let me try. Let your mom take a stab at this. Come here. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, 2 hours later, we were doing other things. You'll sit around. You'll be talking. You'll be, you know, somebody's on their phone. Somebody's doing something else.
Is this when you went to Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Scott, it's much cheaper than an e-bike and a rower.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. You are right.
By the way, whatever happened to the rower?
I sold it.
In the fire sale?
No, I paid, I don't know, like $1,200 for that thing. And I sold it for $900.
$1,200?
It was only like $100 per row.
And by the way, that's not rowing sessions. That's
row
pulling on the cable.
That's actual row.
Three
row,
times total. That was it.
Four sessions of three times. I got to get back out there today. And the e-bike?
Well, we broke that one down. That was like $250 a minute.
Yeah. What did we learn? Dana should not buy gym equipment.
That's what I'm saying,
I have not purchased anything like that since.
That's what I'm saying, Dana. This is a good decision. It was only $30.
$20. Yeah, this was $20. Or was it 30?
No. It's like $20.
Okay.
Like 20.
Free shipping. You know what? I will just, I'm not going to say a word because I'm going to bring it in here and I know exactly what's going to happen when
I
bring
it. I'm going
to play it. You'll be like, all right, let me have a try at that. It is one of those things that gets in your head. I don't know why. And you cannot stop.
It's like Galaga. You can only get to like level 11 and you know that somebody else has gotten to level 20. And you just can't stop. Hurricane Rafael is rapidly intensifying in the Caribbean. Is expected to become a Category 3 hurricane before it slams into Cuba on Wednesday. As of Wednesday morning, this morning, Rafael was a Category 2 storm with winds of 110 miles per hour. It was located 130 miles from Cuba. This is the third hurricane in 3 months that has started just north of South America, went right next to Cancun, and then moved off into the Gulf Coast. It may hit the United States, I'm not sure. The storm's winds have strengthened to by 50 miles per hour in the past 24 hours and increased well over the 35 miles per hour needed for rapid intensification. After it tears through the Caribbean, because it's going to hit Cuba on Wednesday, the hurricane, powerful hurricane, is expected to face some serious resistance in the Gulf of Mexico and could make landfall in the United States as a much weaker storm, thank God, sometime this weekend, anywhere from the U.S. Gulf Coast to northeastern Mexico. What, if any, threat Rafael poses to the Gulf Coast is still unclear, but is coming into better focus, and a more confident forecast will be possible once the storm is in the Gulf tomorrow. Its threat to Cuba, though, is clear. It is expected to deliver a devastating blow as the first Category 3 hurricane to hit the country since Ian in 2022. Okay. A man in Georgia will spend a decade in prison after stealing $1.3 million from his mother.
Mom, I saw this. My goodness.
Thomas, what? Yep. Thomas North III, he's 64 years old, pleaded guilty to 37 charges in a case involving neglect, exploitation, and theft of his elderly mom. North was sentenced to 40 years in prison, with the first 10 years in prison and the rest to serve on probation. So he'll be out when he's 74. Police in Georgia started investigating him after a family member discovered the victim's bank account had been emptied and her assisted living facility was evicting her due to unpaid rent.
So he took control of the finances and decided that he had the power of attorney. Take the finances.
Mm-hmm.
Was she mummified and laying in a bed in the back bedroom?
No, that was in Overland Park.
Got it.
Mr. North must also pay the full $1.3 million that he stole at a rate of $50,000 per year. That would take forever. He is also not allowed to contact his mother or any member of her family. Man, that takes some stones to rip off your own mom.
Wait, any member of her family, meaning his any family. Member of his family?
That's yep. correct.
Okay.
Well, he can have contact with other members of his family, like on his dad's side, but he can't have any contact with anybody on his
siblings,
mom's side.
Anybody on the mom's side.
Right. Lifetime of savings was wiped out in 3 years, according to prosecutors. Man, oh man, that's how you go to hell.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be freshly painted, his room down in hell.
Did you guys hear about this on Election Day? Three individuals, including two poll workers, have died as a result of flash flooding across southern Missouri yesterday following a significant rainfall.
Was it yesterday or 2 days ago, Scott? I did see this.
I believe it was Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, in the morning. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. Emergency crews were called to Highway H, about 2 miles east of Mains, Missouri, with reports of another vehicle that had been swept away by floodwaters. Emergency crews said a 70-year-old man and a 73-year-old woman, both from Mountain Grove, attempted to swim to dry ground. However, both drowned as a result. The Wright County Clerk's Office confirmed that those two people, the 7-year-old man, 73-year-old woman, were both poll workers. Their identities have not been released. Oh, God bless them.
I know, and they're all so nice. Do you get paid to be a poll worker anywhere?
Not,
it's just all volunteer.
Well, I don't believe you do. Obviously, if you're the county clerk or you work in the county clerk's office or for the Secretary of State, you get paid, clearly. But no, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because Matt Elder, who years ago was a producer on this show, I think this was before you joined, he would take off Election Day every year and volunteer as a poll worker.
It depends on the county, the city. It all comes down to finite decisions. In New York City, poll workers make $250 on Election Day.
Okay, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, at least in the state of Kansas, poll workers are volunteers. Like you go to the library, hey, welcome, hi, how are you? Here's your ballot. Let me take you over here to the machine, show you how to work it. I think those people work that 12, 13-hour day for free.
Wow.
And I'm going to do that when I retire. I want to be a poll worker.
And they're also just, you know,
pleasant
and right down the middle. They are just happy to see you there.
You don't know what, nobody's going,
no.
Hey, make sure you vote for so-and-so.
Right?
Well, you wouldn't be a poll worker.
Yeah, I feel like you would get kicked out if you went rogue.
Probably.
You've never heard those words in a news story. Rogue poll worker.
No, you have not. No, you have not.
Very odd combination.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the USA Today. Garth Brooks is considering buying a house in Ireland with his wife, Trisha Yearwood, amid an accusation of sexual assault against him. The country star on his Inside Studio G Facebook show late last month opened up about potential plans for buying a home in Europe, which Brooks, who is now 62, attributed to his wife. The conversation was sparked by a video sent in from an Irish fan referencing earlier comments he made about maybe living in the country. Said Brooks on his little show, actually, the Queen is pushing hard for the house in Ireland. I'm assuming the Queen is Yearwood. I think this last time over there, she just fell head over heels in love with the country.
That certainly doesn't paint a good picture from the I'm innocent portion of that conversation.
The comments
are we fleeing?
Yeah. What?
The comments come after Brooks was accused of sexual assault and battery in October by a former hair and makeup artist alleging he raped her in a Los Angeles hotel room in 2019. Mm-hmm. Claimed she was first hired in 1999 as a hairstylist and makeup artist for Yearwood, and that she continued to work for her over the years. In 2017, she started to do makeup and hair for Brooks. The alleged abuse began 2 years later, according to her suit.
You hear about this because fall's here. Thousands of fire pits are being recalled due to flame jetting and fire spreading.
That would be a good reason to recall.
That have resulted in more than a dozen burn injuries, according to the CPS.
Is this one of those like on counter fire pits?
It's 89,500 indoor outdoor tabletop Coulson branded fire pits. The commission says flame jetting can occur while the fire pit reservoir is being refilled with alcohol, causing the fire to quote flash back and expel the burning alcohol outward. Anyone nearby risks being burned.
Google, in other words, don't refill it while it's burning.
Well, Google fire pit recall if you think you have one of these. There have been 31 incidents with 19 burn injuries, including two cases resulting in third-degree burns, more than 40% of victims' bodies. Additionally, six cases have involved surgery, prolonged medical treatment, admission to burn treatment facilities.
Well, and once it sprays that liquid on you, that's like spraying...
God.
For lack of a better term, napalm on yourself.
Okay,
it's just going to keep on burning.
This looks like a little.
And so are you.
This is like a little tiny thing.
Like I've seen those
indoor
before.
Little tiny.
It's supposed to be smokeless,
rectangular.
Yeah.
Well, one of them's actually.
Why would you light that in your house?
I would not.
They have to run at a certain temperature to maintain the smokeless nature. If it drops below that temperature, it is no longer smokeless.
This is important. The sizes range from 5 to 18 inches wide. These are teeny tiny little things. Anyone with this fire pit should dispose of it and should not resell or donate.
How about you give me my money back?
No refund is available because the company, quote, does not have the financial resources to offer a remedy to consumers at this time. What?
The remedy would be my refund.
Or the skin back on my body where it once belonged.
I'm not asking for a recall. I don't want you to fix it. I want you to take it back.
Listen to this line. Selling or distributing recalled products is a violation of federal law. What if you don't know it's been recalled?
You probably wouldn't until or unless you heard about it in the news media.
I don't buy that they don't have the money to give you a refund. These were sold on Amazon, Wayfair, Walmart, Sharper Image, Meta, and TikTok. They also did come with a flame extinguisher.
They don't have the money for the refund because they spent it all.
Patrick Mahomes, by the way, is apparently a go for Sunday against the Denver Broncos. He was not limited in practice today.
Good.
And Coach Andy Reid says he does not see the ankle as a problem.
Said it was just a run-of-the-mill rolling of the ankle.
He doesn't want to get in a fight with him.
Andy Reid said that he has the loosest ankles in the world.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in about 2 minutes. Merle Haggard. Yes, please. Thank you, Sam. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.